There has been a nationwide problem ravaging sports, whether it be youth, high school, and now even adults here throughout America. It's the lack of officials. And now here at Hastings Parks and Recreation, the shortage has hit the adult athletic scene very hard. Hastings Parks and Recreation is looking for officials for both volleyball and especially softball. It's a great way to get outside, get in shape, and stay involved with some fun lifetime sports. Hastings Park and Recreation's Phil Vargas joined KDWA Sports to talk about the fact that we need officials in both sports.
Yeah, obviously we have some adult leagues starting here in May, and we are really in need of some referees and umpires for our adult sand volleyball leagues and our adult softball leagues. It is honestly a statewide and a nationwide problem right now with officials and umpires. There's just a shortage of them right now. Not super sure why that's the case, but we're seeing that locally here in Hastings as well. We have teams that want to play this spring and summer, but we just need some officials out there to work the games. It's a great gig. You get at least $25 per game, and you know, it's easy to make $100 per night doing it if we have four games for you. So it is a nice little income boost for everyone that likes to do it. So yeah, we are in need of officials for our adult leagues, and which can also lead to other opportunities in youth leagues as well down the road.
Believe it or not, even I've been certified as a slow pitch softball umpire, so even you could do it too. Training's actually pretty easy and very straightforward.
Yeah, talking about specifically softball here, our leagues are sanctioned through USA Softball, so that's just a group that will come in and train softball umpires. It's about an hour to 2 hours of training, depending on how many questions the new umpires have. But it's something that the USA staff, they'll come down, we get out on the field, and they just show them some of the mechanics and how to deal with some situations that occur within the game. So it's quite simple. It doesn't take a whole lot of time to get trained, but there is training that's involved, which is great, because then you're going to feel a lot more confident going into those games. So it's not a big time commitment for training. So yeah, it's really not too bad to get certified as an official or umpire.
Like Vargas said, the pay is pretty good, around $25 per game. So you figure $25 an hour, that's not too bad. Times possibly four games a night, that's $100. But we know not everybody could work those specific hours. Vargas on when umpires and referees work in the Hastings leagues.
Yeah, so for our league specifically, all of our games are playing during the week, typically Monday through Thursday. Games start at 6:30 p.m. We expect our umpires to be there at least 10 minutes prior, so about 6:20, but are obviously willing to work with you a little bit on that. And games will stop around 9, 10, maybe 10:30 sometimes, depending on how many games we have that night for you. But it is Monday through Thursday, starting at 6:30. It's a great way to work outside and earn some extra income.
If you'd like to become a sand volleyball official, a lot of that training is done in-house. Vargas explains.
Yeah, so with sand volleyball, we do all of our training. I take care of doing that. Obviously, having some prior experience playing volleyball or reffing it, same with softball. If you had any prior experience playing baseball or softball in the past, it really helps to transition to being an umpire or referee. But with sand volleyball, we just go over some rules and we get you out there and working. And our volleyball leagues are great. The adults that are out there are pretty nice for the most part, and it's not a big deal to go out there, especially if you're familiar with the game of volleyball. There's not a big learning curve there to be an official.
When it comes to getting our officials for our upcoming spring and summer leagues, time is running out. So you have to get a hold of Vargas as soon as you can. He has those contact details.
Yeah, obviously you can email me at pvargas@hastingsmn.gov. You can also give me a call at 651-480-6181. As soon as you reach out and contact me, I'll get back to you pretty quick. We'll just have a discussion, give you some more information about what officiating for the city looks like and all that good stuff.
480-6181 for more.